let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's talk about Maui and the situation going on there. Obviously, they're still picking up the pieces after that devastating wildfire, but what are some of the things you have heard from your travel agent sources?
Well, checking different sources, as you say, like the tourism board, as well as the various newspapers, and listening to the government speak. The Hawaii Tourism Authority issued an update detailing information for travelers. They're saying that visitors largely heeded the call to leave Maui in the early days of this disaster. And in the weeks ahead, the collective resources and attention of the federal, state, and country county governments, the West Maui community, and the travel industry are focused on the recovery of residents who lost loved ones, homes, their belongings, and businesses. Travel to the rest of the Hawaiian Islands is still possible, and travelers heading to other parts of the island, Maui, including Kahului, Wailuku, Kihei, Wailea, and Makena, should contact their chosen accommodation to see if they can still stay there. Access to West Maui is currently restricted due to safety reasons, and hotels in West Maui have stopped booking future reservations and will continue to do so until electrical power, water, and communications infrastructure has been repaired. Hotels are instead housing their employees and their families, other evacuees, and first responders. And at this time, over 1,000 people are being housed in West Maui hotels, which I think is a very awesome approach to helping those in need and their neighbors or friends or family. Other entities that are helping out, vacation rental owners and those with available spaces are encouraged to help house displaced West Maui residents. Potential sanctuary givers can learn and sign up at the Fire Relief Housing Program website. Additionally, Airbnb.org will provide free and temporary stays to 1,000 people through their hosts. And if travelers' travel plans have been affected by the recent fires, the major airlines that fly to Kahului Airport are offering flexible change and cancellation policies for impacted individuals. And if you'd like to aid, and if you can, in West Maui's recovery, please donate to the Maui Strong Fund. And that was established by Hawaii's Community Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's just an all-around sad situation. And, you know, it's just like anybody who's thinking about going to Maui in the next few weeks, it's just like, you know, just stay away. Let them work on their recovery. And when they're ready, they'll let you know. Is that sort of the idea that you get to?
Yes, absolutely. So if you had planned to visit Maui in August, postponed your trip. September, wait and see. October onwards, they need your support, and please don't cancel. But please keep in mind that this is a moving target, and they may find that they can't take care of the displaced in that time frame. However, staying in West Maui is different. They don't know when things will open up safely without your visiting, creating a negative impact. So very much if you book through a travel agent, be sure you contact them to know what's going on, and so that we can help you, make a decision, an informed decision of whether you when you're making plans, if you should go or not. But most, they do need, the businesses in Maui do need visitors to build back their economy. So they are encouraging, when it's safe and when it's the right time to visit, to frequent the restaurants, stores, and shops. But be very careful with your curiosity with the locals you meet. They may offer their story and they may not. One thing for sure, don't step foot in Lahaina town. Do not take a selfie with somebody's burnt house behind you. This is a tragedy that will haunt the lives as a community forever. And there's a very short fuse for disrespectful actions, by the way, of visitors. And if you are staying in Kahana, Kanapali, Napili, and Kapalua, use the bypass when traveling and stick to unaffected areas. They also encourage people to volunteer for a day on your trip, and there's plenty of opportunities, and you'll be accepted with open arms.
Yeah, that's one idea, right? Is you can spare some, if you have the physical ability to do it, why not go and volunteer for a day? And if you can't, well, there's ways to donate money as well. And it is sort of this moral dilemma, right? On the one hand, Maui does need the tourists to come visit, and on the other hand, like, stay away. They're not ready. And we're talking about a whole town that was destroyed. But it doesn't affect all of the areas of Maui, right?
No, it doesn't. And neither does it affect all the rest of the Hawaiian Islands. The areas of Maui unaffected physically by the fires, everywhere except West Maui and parts in the upcountry. So that means you can visit and enjoy the beauty and aloha of the island and people while supporting Maui. What's open is South Maui, which is like Kihei, Wailea, Makena, Central Maui, Kahalua, North Shore, East Maui. So travel to Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, and other parts of Hawaii Islands are not affected by this time at this time.
So again, this is kind of, and we harp on this all the time about travel insurance and those types of protections. If you did have a trip to Maui and now you get to cancel, I know there's some airlines offering refunds and those types of things, but again, the importance of travel insurance, right?
Absolutely, and especially trip cancellation, interruption, and disruption. Also, you bring up a good point about airlines. With regards to they're trying their best to have flexible rebooking or cancellation policies. So go to the various websites of Air Canada, WestJet, and that's what a lot of Canadians use to get to Hawaii. And then also go to the Hawaii Tourism Authority website, and they have a frequent fly or a frequent ask questions section that you can look at, as well as Hawaii Emergency Management Agency updates. We have some news relating to the wildfires, and both the Maui News and the Honolulu Star Advertiser are providing regular updates on the situation as it unfolds.
And that's what it is. It's a situation that changes almost every day. And so I guess that's sort of the best piece of advice is just to keep an eye on what's going on. And if you do have a trip plan, contact the hotel, or if you have a travel agent you're working with, keep in touch with them, right?
Absolutely. And we work really closely with our travel partners in Hawaii. And for an example, our senior executive for Hawaii and the French Polynesia for Marriott popped by our office yesterday, Diener Snively, and we appreciate his update and his care in showing how that we can show aloha to our friends in Hawaii. And most of all, our thoughts are with the people of Hawaii in this very distressing time. Our heartfelt condolences to those who have lost family and friends, and wish those who were injured in a who were injured a speedy recovery.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always good chatting with Onanta. Thank you.
Take care.